Culture 5. Exercise 1. Page 44.
Clamberis Mountain Rescue Team. Imagine you're out on a winter hike in the snow, high up in the mountains. It's going well, when suddenly the snow gives way under your feet. With shock and horror, you find yourself falling down a 1,000-foot drop. By some miracle, you are still alive, but you have broken your ankle and can't move. If you stay there, you'll die of cold. If this happened to you, wouldn't you want to know that help was coming? Fortunately, there are many organized teams in the UK to rescue climbers and hikers in trouble. One of the oldest and also one of the busiest is Llanberis Mountain Rescue Team in North Wales. The team was set up in 1968 in Snowdonia National Park, home to Mount Snowdon, the highest mountain in England and Wales. The LMRT had modest beginnings, handling just 30 call-outs a year and operating from the garage of the park warden. These days, the 50-member team responds to over 200 calls annually, and the garage is now a fully equipped, purpose-built structure. Team members are on call 24 hours a day, have a good knowledge of the area, and are excellent climbers. They are trained to deal with many minor injuries and sprains, but also with more serious conditions, broken bones, severe exposure to the cold, and even fatalities. In some cases, moving an injured person involves calling in a Coast Guard helicopter to airlift them to safety. So how do climbers get into difficulties? Former chairman Rob Johnson wishes people wouldn't treat Snowdon simply as a tourist destination rather than a mountain. As he points out, this leads them into being poorly equipped for the conditions the mountain often presents. This is particularly true in winter. Hikers often wear unsuitable clothing or do not have basic items such as a torch or a compass. Then the weather suddenly changes and they find themselves in freezing, snowy or wet conditions completely unprepared. They often underestimate the difficulty of their chosen path too. Llanberis Mountain Rescue Team is a charity and all the team are volunteers. They rely on donations to cover running costs, estimated at £30,000 a year. And there are always extra costs. For instance, improvements are frequently made to the base, and the organisation has recently bought new SUVs to help the team get around. In spite of these changes, one thing remains unchanged: the Llanberis team's sense of commitment. As team member Miles Hill says, "We are essentially a group of mountaineers who use our skills and knowledge to help others when they need it most."